We'll reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. We have three items on the consent calendar. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, then moving to the discussion matters. Received email from Ms. Ron Tolstead with the auditor's office because our audit needs to be done by someone outside of the auditor's office this year because it's for last biennium, at which point Auditor Galleon was still part of the commission. And so to keep a proper distance, that needs to be contracted out. Mr. Tolstead sent the parameters of an RFP for that audit. By the way, we will end up paying for that out of our operating budget and certainly didn't receive extra money for that during the budgeting process, but it's just a reality, and I think the right thing to do on Mr. Galleon's part. So, but anyway, he sent that information kind of as a courtesy. I don't think we really have a say in what they're going to look at, but if we've seen something big in there, I guess it might be something that we could discuss with them. Jill did find one kind of a typo or a wrong date that we will correct, but I guess I just wanted to bring it up here for discussion to see if anyone else saw anything that really merits further discussion with the auditor's office on that. They're looking for an answer here in the next couple days.
No, I think it's prudent in terms of a conflict of interest. In effect, the office would be auditing work the auditor actually did. So, no, it's definitely the right thing to do from an auditing standpoint, so I agree with it. I'm just wondering if... it's more about you don't know when these things are coming, I don't believe, as an agency. So it's an expense that you incur. But is there a better way to predict that or to have a different type of a pool of money sitting? Because it's going to be expensed in one way, shape, or form. But for agencies, it's kind of a guessing game.
Typically, this just wouldn't happen. The agencies are all audited by the auditor's office, and you know, it's just a pretty unique circumstance. Mm-hmm. So.
I think there's a fair number of external audits, though.
But not of agencies.
That's true.
They're, you know, like the Stockmen's Association or things like that.
Yeah, true.
So for most of us that have a direct budget from the legislature, this just wouldn't happen, except for this very
unusual,
rare circumstance.
But it's a smart thing to do. It's the right thing.
Well, from that, besides that perspective of it, I did read the RFP, and I didn't see anything that jumped out at me, but I am curious, Jill, if you mentioned something. Was it more than just the bill number?
No, just the bill number. The majority of what's in there is basically template language from state procurement that's been vetted from the Attorney General's office. So some of those things have to be in there because they just do. I guess the only other thing that may need to be discussed is on page 10 they are looking for the name of someone who will coordinate with the auditors.
Usually done.
So I don't know if you'd like me or Daryl or who. I mean,
I think that would be your
okay.
And are you going to get back to them or shall I?
Whatever you would prefer.
You've got his email address and everything. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go ahead and just take care of that?
Okay.
And point out, I was thinking it was a date that was incorrect, but it's the bill number from a different biennium, and
correct.
That's what I was thinking of dates. But
mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
I don't know if you didn't see anything in there either. No. Okay.
Yeah.
So make that correction, and you can let them know that we didn't see anything to be concerned with. Okay. Any other discussion matters? Well, moving right along, we can move right into scheduling. And does anything need to be moved to the top here?
Maybe Maybe the number three, just so we have the most possible dates to consider.
Yeah, and then after that, why don't we take number five, too, and see how that's
going. And if you want to do that first, I'm fine with that, Randy.
Okay, yeah, let's take five and then three. So my understanding on these wind, well, I guess it's wind and gas, but the rulemakings that we would need until about the first of the year to do the advertisement if we select the date today. So I guess I'm wondering whether there's anything in the first two or three weeks of January when we could squeeze it in, because after that it just seems like my schedule just fills up kind of.
Yeah, the first quarter of 2018 is going to be busy. I mean, the first week after Christmas is pretty open on my calendar. I don't know.
And I don't see much.
Well, the first 3 days of that week.
Public coming in on these and being too concerned.
The second or third possibility?
Are you
the third?
When is Mark? Is that the 6th and 7th?
No, it's the weekend after.
It's like the 12th and 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone booked up on the 4th? Or?
I leave for out of town at some point that day. I'm just not sure. It might be, so the morning of the 4th might work. I need to double check that.
Well, I'm okay on the 3rd, too. Are we leaving staff enough time to have everything ready?
Yeah.
You've been quiet on this one, Brian.
I would be voicing an alternate opinion. That works. That's a good week. I just had to pause a little bit. Potentially, I'll have a trip, but that would be between Christmas and New Year's, so that would be fine.
Okay,
January 3rd. And see, there's no one we really need to coordinate with, no particular company on that. It's up to them if they want to participate to figure out how to meet our date, right? Okay, so January 3rd at, I kind of have a hard time imagining we'd get all three of them done in 2 hours. So do we start at 9 already, or do you want to start like at 10 and just assume that we're going to end up taking a break and coming back in the afternoon?
Start at 9.
9 o'clock it is. Okay, and then let's move to number 3, the Meridian Energy Group. That also is Pat.
Pat. Well, he and I have been kind of talking about this. Is it possible, did you talk with them at all about dates? Could we propose some dates in December?
No, they asked if we could get back to them with some dates.
Okay. I mean, it'd be kind of nice to try to do this, like, before the January-February craze. So I was thinking of the 18th or 19th of December. Or even the 20th, that we have an informal on the calendar, we could look at doing it at that time.
You know, frankly, if we're picking mornings more so, we don't know exactly what's going to be coming on some of these functions that we'll have to be at, because not all are announced. I'm talking the district conventions.
Oh, right.
And not, you know, work supersedes, but just throwing out the fact
that... December?
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. I'm just thinking if we lean toward these things during the mornings,
right?
Then it's really a moot point. Yeah, after January.
Right. Well, it's still just nice to get some of it because we have hearings. We've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
In January, yeah. February, March.
So. Yeah. No, if duty and calls, travel. Duty obviously has come first. So. But.
So, do you guys have anything the 18th or 19th? or the, do you have a preference for, because any of those days would work for me, and as well as the 1:30 informal on the 20th.
Actually, because we haven't scheduled anything for that informal, have we?
Oh.
Any days that week work for me.
So there you go, Pat.
We'll probably schedule a budget meeting later on here in a few minutes for either the 18th or the 19th, try and get it in again right before the meeting. But, you know, that's a short time, and internally here we can do that most any time of the day. So I think you've got several options that week.
See if any of those dates work, and if not, then they should throw some dates out that they want to consider.
So the summary would be any days of that week in the morning except on the 20th commission meeting day at 1:30.
Are you in January?
Yeah. No, December.
Or December.
Or the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you don't want to do it on the 22nd, I don't think, but they won't want to.
No, the morning component for me, if that's what you're referring to, that's really as we get past mid-January. So, no, it doesn't matter.
So you've got any time on December 18th, Monday. We've got a 1:30 conflict scheduled, and we'll probably put the budget meeting at 1. So I'd say Tuesday morning or after the director's meeting on the 19th. And then the 20th at 1:30.
And I would think the 21st we could go as well.
The 21st, too. I just have a 1:30 meeting that day.
And frankly, Pat, if the only option that worked for them was that afternoon of the 19th, I think we would get together and reschedule our director's meeting and our budget meeting. So pretty much feel free to just work around our 10 o'clock meeting.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. So.
Okay, then let's just jump up to that budget meeting. Number one, Jill, did you feel like we were pressed too much trying to do that in a half hour yesterday?
It's up to you guys. I mean, if you feel like you needed more time and wanted more information, we can go back to an hour.
I thought that was an exception, though, because she was bringing out new data. And so I don't think typically we'll need more than a half an hour, especially doing them as regularly as we are.
I would say in the first half of the biennium, I would agree with that. And we can reevaluate if we have to start looking at making adjustments, or if the landscape changes in the second half of the biennium, then it might take a little longer. But yeah, I think 30
let's
minutes.
Let's schedule it at 1 o'clock on the 19th. And just keeping the thought in mind that if that's where Pat ends up settling with Meridian, that we'll be moving both of these.
Yeah.
And the trend charts that you put together were excellent. Oh, really, really helpful.
Did you want to schedule any additional meetings instead of just doing one at a time?
Would it work to just always put them right before the director's meeting and try that?
I like that, because if a question is, if it's like, well, we'll have to ask whomever.
Right. She's preparing it for the directors before those meetings, too. I don't know. It just seems like it might be a nice time consistently.
Well, and I did look at when the directors' meetings are going to happen in January through April, and there wouldn't be I would have the reports by then, so it's not like any of those meetings are happening too early. It would just be a matter, like, for example, in January, that director's meeting is on January 30th, which I can wait until then to do it, but if you'd rather have it, the week before, that's just your preference.
And it's also not till 3 p.m. It's not a normal 1:30. And the reason for that was that I'm going to be just getting back from SPP. So why don't we just schedule the January one right away while we're at it. But in this case, does anyone... Oh, I know there was some. Let's go ahead and do it at 2:30.
Okay.
January...
30th.
We might have to revisit this one, too.
Say the time again?
No, this will be at 2:30.
Okay.
When I get my ticket for that, we'll know. But probably both of them will be impacted the same. So, okay, and then on Minn Kota Ag Product Work Section. Jerry, do you have any proposed dates?
Yeah, I got some from Zach. And it's not a big list. How about December 20 or 21?
Maybe. I mean, those dates are flexible. Maybe you guys need to work together with Pat and the Meridian thing. The 21st is open for me, except for the 1:30 online docketing meeting, which I don't have to be at, but... And then the 20th, that informal would work great if Meridian doesn't choose that one.
You guys all have to be
at it.
What are Zach's other dates?
Zach's other dates, the 22nd, which is the Friday before Christmas. I kind of didn't put it down.
And?
Then we're into January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or 5th.
I kind of like to get going on this before.
So, Jerry, were you listening when we instructed Pat on that he could basically have any time that week on December 20th, except Friday, and during our meeting on Wednesday?
Yeah.
So I would say the same here. So we work with, let Pat get that one scheduled, then you work on this one, and now if... none of these times will work then with Zach that we've laid out. I'm asking you two now. For me, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or 5th work, except for the 3rd in the morning, because we have that rulemaking.
Okay, and no. Zach was only good in the afternoon on the 3rd.
So the 20th, though, at 1:30, that's an opening.
Well, if Pat doesn't use it for the Meridian.
You know what? This one is up to you guys, really.
But it is, but we're saying coordinate with Pat
so
on
if you
what
pick a
times.
Time out of here, then Pat just doesn't have that time.
Well, yeah, but we're saying it's going to be harder to deal with. But Pat's dealing with a bunch of executives that have really busy schedules. And so. I think that's why we're giving deference to them, because we want to have as many options as possible for them to work with.
We're going to let Pat pick one, and then you pick one, and we're trying to leave you some options. So you got any time but what he picks and what we've already said on the week of the 20th. And I'm saying I'm okay on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, except for the morning of the 3rd. Are there exceptions to that for either of you two?
I'm... available the 2nd and the 3rd.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You had already said that.
Yep.
I didn't mean to.
But not the 4th and 5th.
And I have to double check. I might be available half of the 4th, but okay. I know for sure I'm available on the 2nd and the 3rd, and I'm available that whole week before Christmas.
I am the same.
So you've got the morning of you've got all day the 2nd, the afternoon of the 3rd, and then... any time that we haven't already excluded that Pat doesn't choose on the week of December 20th.
And I got the 4th maybe.
Morning of maybe.
Oh.
But if you can stay away from that, that
just
would be...
try
I will stay off the 4th. I'll stay off the 4th. Okay.
We'll shepherd him.
And what did I hear on the 22nd? Should I stay off of that one too?
Yes. That's the Friday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think just with, we know some staff are going to want to take that day, so keep it open for them.
Okay. So. And then the Petroleum Council meeting on January 16th, The time isn't on here. I believe it's kind of a long lunch thing that we usually do from 11 or 11:30. Probably plan until about 2.
11:30 to 2.
Is that all right with both of you?
Yes. I might be a little bit late. I have a meeting before that, so.
Okay, then you'll be sitting at the kids' table.
So when is the infamous chili cook-off?
Ooh, we haven't set that yet. We usually try to tie it to the... It's usually around Super Bowl time. That's how it started.
Perfect.
It's the Super Bowl of chilies.
So are we talking... we're talking the Bison Super Bowl or the...
The real Super Bowl.
The regular Super Bowl.
That is the real Super Bowl.
The real Super Bowl. Unless I will acknowledge it's the Bison Super Bowl if the Eagles aren't in it, which I... gosh. He's...
Bad part, though, is the Vikings are out.
Well, let's...
We should look at that, though, for the next meeting. Let's find out when the Super Bowl is and try to schedule the chili cook-off.
Yeah, that'll be on our scheduling for December 20th.
Just want to make sure I'm adequately prepared. Exactly. You know, it's not just... you have to mentally prepare in advance. You can't just, I'm going to make a pot of chili tonight. It doesn't work that way.
Anything else for scheduling? And, Pat, if you can try and... quickly move on yours so that Jerry can go to work on his, okay?
I know that he's in a meeting, I think most of today, but tomorrow will be my first opportunity to check in with him.
With Lawrence?
Yeah, Bender.
Okay. So. All righty, anything else? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.
There has been some movement underfoot to change.